At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Cheryl Martin and Sheila Tallarico of Glade Run Lutheran Services. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ladies, briefly describe what Glade Run Lutheran Services is for our audience, as we may have new listeners who aren't aware of your fantastic organization.
Seth, thank you so much. We're very excited to share Glade Run's mission and what we do for the community. Glade Run was founded in 1854 as the Orphans Home and Farm School here in Zillianople, PA. And today we've expanded to serve all of Western PA with really unique and innovative educational, mental health, autism, and unique therapeutic offerings.
December 1st is quickly approaching, and for those that may not be aware, it is the annual National Day of Giving. Glade Run is a participant. How important are these awareness days and fundraising opportunities for organizations such as your own?
Day of Giving and other national days of support are incredibly important to Glade Run and to agencies like Glade Run because it provides another vehicle for us to reach out to the community and ask for support, especially this year. Very, very important to diversify the ways that we are giving and receiving gifts. We annually participate in the Day of Giving, so we are looking forward to that on December 1st.
For people wanting to find information, can they just come to your website, or is there a certain place to log on to if they would like to make a donation?
We have a Donate Now button on our website, and that's always a great way to give. Gifts can be restricted or unrestricted through our website. It's a secure way to donate. For Day of Giving, we do use GiveGap, which processes gifts for us as well.
Awesome. And we'll put both of those links inside of the episode notes so that people can click on and learn more about this. Sheila, I know that you and I have talked in length about how 2020 has been, but for those that might not be aware, how has Glade Run handled 2020 and what does 2021 look like? Hopefully some normalcy in the future.
Well, this has certainly been an extremely challenging year, as it has been for every business, every nonprofit, every family. I think in a word, I would have to say that Glade Run has really handled this year admirably. Being able and willing to make changes and adjustments to continue to serve, whether it be operating our school in a hybrid model, doing virtual therapy, as opposed to in-person therapy when it's needed. I really feel like the agency has stepped up, the staff have stepped up and done whatever it takes to be able to continue to provide truly essential services in safe, efficient ways.
And not only that, but for most of the community who may not be aware, because of all the hard work of the staff and the volunteers and everyone involved, you know, your very own CEO was recently recognized as one of the Pittsburgh Business Times CEOs of the Year, which I think that's absolutely incredible. And congratulations to Stephen Green. And I know that he couldn't be here today, but that just shows how important everyone in your organization is to being committed to the mission of Glade Run.
We are very proud of Steve and of all the work that he's been able to accomplish in his first 2 years with us. Glade Run has grown significantly, and we have such great plans for continued expansion in the future.
And people might not be aware, but you're expanding into other counties as well with services that you're able to provide.
We are regularly. We are already located in Allegheny County. However, we are going to be opening a new outpatient center in Wexford, and we're very, very excited about that. We are always finding opportunities to serve. Because our school, St. Stephen's, serves children from around 60 different school districts, we are serving many, many counties, but it's nice when we're able to provide services right in their home county so that those kids can get a continuation of services.
And you're doing a great job in our home county here of Butler and as well as Beaver. And we can't thank you enough for the services that you're providing to those in need. Now I'd like to turn the attention to Cheryl, as we're here to talk about your Christmas Angel program. What is the Christmas Angel Tree program?
Thank you, Seth. Our Christmas Angel Tree program is a way for us to collect much needed items that support our kids and our families that we serve. People are kind of in the right mode during Christmas time to donate. And it's a time when, you know, people want to get involved and they're very willing to help out organizations like Glade Run. And we're very grateful to have those individuals. Every year, Glade Run provides services to about over 4,000 individuals throughout Western Pennsylvania. Our annual holiday drive basically supports all of our programs, and it supports, you know, the kids and the families and the youth that we serve throughout the year. So whether that's providing therapeutic tools for them, you know, it's providing toys, it's providing some basic necessities that families just don't have access to.
What are some of the items that are in the most dire need right now?
Stress balls. I think we could all use a big dose of those. We typically do a lot of therapeutic things like fidget spinners and stress balls, a lot of the Therapotty, Play-Doh, those types of items. You know, our kids use them on a daily basis, and they also use them in therapy sessions. They use them in school. It's a way to help them kind of decompress a little bit and de-escalate situations. We're also asking for things like Legos and craft sets, you know, things that every kid would love to have at Christmas time. We've kind of expanded our ask also to include some gift cards, just because that's a nice alternative if people can't get out to shop or they just simply don't want to. You know, there's a number of gift cards like Walmart and Target and, you know, Aldi's and Giant Eagle and Amazon that, you know, we would love to be able to have a little supply of that we could then in turn support our families and kids through our programs.
No, that's incredible. Approximately how many of these Angel Tree tags do you have, and where can people find them?
We have a lot. They can actually get angel tags through our office. They can contact the foundation office at Glade Run. They can email me. You know, they can actually just call into Glade Run, and those calls will be filtered to our office, and we can kind of set them up with either getting an angel tag. We've also done something new this year. We have set up wish lists on Amazon, Walmart, and Target websites. It's kind of like a bridal registry. So folks can kind of go to those sites. They can pull up our wish list and see exactly the items that we're looking for. They can purchase them and have them shipped directly to us. So it's a totally contactless thing, which is nice. People don't have to leave their homes. They can just kind of pick out what they want and how they want to support, and just have stuff shipped directly to us. And then we kind of take it from there.
And I know, and I'm sure in years past, you have a nice gathering. Is it difficult this year, as you're not going to be able to have that unique opportunity to, you know, individually hand out everything in a group setting, or are you getting a little more creative for this year?
Definitely getting more creative. We kind of have it down to a science at this point. We are actually bringing everything. We're using our chapel this year as kind of Santa's workshop. That's kind of where we're processing everything. We typically check over everything as it comes in, just to make sure, again, that it's appropriate, that, you know, we code our tags so we know where it goes to within Glade Run. And what we do is actually kind of filter it down to the different programs. So, you know, multiple sets of staff will actually touch this gift. So it'll come in, we check it over, it will get rerouted to those specific program areas, and then those staff will actually forward it along from there.
And I think one neat thing that I did see on social media from a different organization is some of your tags are actually for your different therapeutic programs, like Gladeron Adventures. I believe I saw some opportunities there too, correct?
Absolutely. Gladeron Adventures, we have our four-legged friends that we'd like to include at Christmas time as well, because they are so instrumental in helping our kids and, you know, and families and individuals that come for therapy, or they just, again, they need to decompress. And so our animals are just so instrumental in kind of bringing that peace back into focus.
Well, ladies, anything else that the two of you would like to share with us today?
We're just really grateful for the opportunity to talk about Glade Run so that the community knows that we're here, that we're available to them if they need us, or if they're looking for a wonderful historic organization to support or volunteer. We always have a number of opportunities available for individuals, for families, for groups. We just appreciate everyone considering our Christmas Angel program this year. It has been a little bit of a challenge with a number of congregations and businesses who typically support the drive not meeting in person. So the ability to pick up those tags has been diminished a little bit. So Cheryl wasn't exaggerating when she said how many tags we have. We have a lot of tags still that need homes. So if anyone is willing to help, and we also have it posted on our Facebook page, you can find information about there. So just thanks for having us on. We're so grateful for the opportunity. And thank you to Armstrong for all that you do to support the community.
Of course, that's what we're here to do. We're all here to help one another and be partners in the community. Well, once again, I want to thank you both, Sheila and Cheryl, for being on with us today. We'd like everyone to consider supporting Glade Run Lutheran Services on National Day of Giving and help support the Christmas Angel Tree program.
Thank you.
You bet. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.